Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A heat advisory remains in effect. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times
this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 103. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour.
Chance for storms
tonight. Lows dip down to about 72.
Mainly cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 88 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Many Americans were shocked as they learned of an attempt on former President Donald Trump's life. Kansas Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins said we should be reflecting and thinking about our actions and why something like this would happen and why it gets to that point. Kansas District 94 Representative Leo Delberding said it wasn't about somebody shooting Trump because we knew what happened, but rather this is going to cause more people to put their heels in the sand. I think it's going to bring a lot more voters out on the Republican side. Happening today, a judge has dismissed Trump's Florida classified documents case. Search crews recovered the body of a 23-year-old man who drowned in a lake near Lawrence on Saturday. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said the man and his friends were at Clinton Lake in an area that was recommended to be closed to swimmers due to flooding. The man's identity has not been released. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
5 acres of soybean crop at a field was destroyed by a fire Saturday afternoon. Crews battled 95-degree temperatures as well as substantial humidity and 20-mile-per-hour wind gusts while putting out the fire in a field near Mulvane. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The department said in a Facebook post that a neighboring farmer spotted a vehicle in the area about the time the fire started. Today, the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office shared a ticket that a driver received after being pulled over going 116 miles per hour. On Sunday, July 14th, a person driving a silver Dodge was clocked at 116 miles per hour on I-70. The driver was given a ticket with a $360 fine and $108 in court costs, totaling $468. Last year, the Sheriff's Office issued 289 speeding tickets. Of those tickets, six were for drivers going above 100 miles per hour. I'm Stephanie Austin.
For safe summer driving, save now on a new set of BF Goodrich tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on your qualifying purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid through July 15. Check out this offer at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. BF Goodrich, what are you building for? Now offering up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card on qualifying purchase from Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Earlier this week, 37-year-old Andrew Moss was sentenced to 90 days in jail, 5 years probation, and ordered to pay almost $150,000 in restitution for felony theft by unlawfully taking $5,000 or more. The sentence was in line with a plea bargain reached with prosecutors this spring. Moss was the former director of St. Paul Lutheran Church Cornerstone Early Learning Center and was arrested back in November when the church reported a theft in excess of $150,000. $1,000. Court records show police found numerous suspicious transactions connected to Moss, including $50,000 in ATM withdrawals and $97,000 in Visa gift cards. Investigators determined that the money was deposited into Moss's personal bank accounts and into his online gambling accounts. Moss is required to pay off the restitution at the rate of $500 a month. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eckport is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty Eckport has explosive deals on over 200 new Fords with rates as low as 0% APR or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months or get a 2023 Ford F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Don't miss out on these star-spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. F-150 1471 per thousand financed. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday is the final day for voter registration for the August 6th primary. In Marshall County, you may register at the county clerk's office or city offices or online at ksvotes.org. Those who have moved or changed names since last election must also re-register. Advance voting begins Wednesday at county clerk's offices, running through noon August 5th, and advance ballots may be requested. A number of contested local and state races will be decided in the August primary in advance of the November general election. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business. A request to allow change of operating hours at the Marshall County Health Department was heard, opening earlier at 7:30 a.m. to better serve patrons needing to go to work or school. Extended hours until 6:30 p.m. Wednesdays was suggested as well, closing them on Fridays. Commissioners will discuss further and made no decisions. The health department will be doing monthly outreach clinics in communities throughout the county and has purchased 100 weather radios with grant funds that will be distributed at the Marshall County Fair. Tuesday fires up the annual Washington County Fair with check-ins including open class entries 4:30 till 8 p.m. and livestock entries Tuesday evening. Wednesday judging is underway with a 4-H horse show planned. A pet show Wednesday afternoon at 2 under the tent north of the Rock Barn and the swine show that evening. Thursday is the sheep and goat show as well as bucket calf and beef show. Thursday evening, Indian hoop dancers perform at 8. A ranch rodeo is planned with Emily Navarro performing live at 8:30. KNDY will air pre-fair interviews with 4-H youth Thursday and Friday with live reports from the grounds Thursday, Friday, and Saturday afternoons. Friday, dairy cattle and dairy goat shows, as well as poultry, precede livestock judging at 1. Putt-putt, inflatables, and games will be featured Friday evening with a livestock sale at 7 and dueling pianos on the tennis courts at 8:30. Saturday, round-robin competition starts at 9 a.m. with Barnyard Olympics at 1 and the Moto Rodeo. Parade downtown Saturday evening in Washington starts at 6, highlighting this year's theme, 150 years of country roots and cowboy boots. Games featured again on the ground Saturday night with the Moto Rodeo Finals and Pedal Pull. The Travis Gibson Band caps it off with a concert Saturday night at 8:30 at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Ruled a homicide, the remains of a man identified as 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees of Blue Rapids were located last week northwest of Waterville. He'd last been seen the evening of July 4th, and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation was called in to assist with the search and investigation. Murder is suspected, and a person of interest is in custody on unrelated charges as the investigation continues. Authorities do not believe the community is in any danger. Family of the man reached out to KNDY Friday, thanking the public for their support and understanding. And KSNT Topeka spoke on camera last week with Shoptees' nephew.
On the inside, he cared for everybody. He looked like a big, strong, scary guy, but he would do anything for anybody in a heartbeat. He didn't deserve this, and he had a very big heart.
Norlene M. Cornett, age 101 of Barnston, passed away Thursday. A visitation is planned this Wednesday, which is her birth date, 1 until 8 p.m., with family greeting friends from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore, with a memorial service Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Norlene Cornett. Sylvester D. Fox, age 80 of Frankfort, passed away July 6th. A visitation is planned August 10th. Family receiving friends from noon until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Sylvester Fox. Ronald L. Holler, age 78 of Home, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Ron Holler.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in Home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still expecting hot and muggy conditions across the area this afternoon, but a cold frontal boundary will start to approach from the northwest tonight into Tuesday, taking the edge off that heat by your Tuesday. We go from the lower 100s for high temperatures by this afternoon, with those heat index values by this afternoon in the 105 to 110 range. We do pick up a chance for some showers and storms then for tonight, but then by the time we get to Tuesday on the backside of that cold frontal boundary, not nearly as hot. Tuesday's highs will ease back to around 87 degrees. Still can't rule out some showers and storms Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday, but beyond that, a pleasant forecast. Thursday, full-on sunshine with lower 80s for highs, and for your Friday, still expecting dry and sunny conditions in the low to mid 80s. Some shower and storm chances return for your weekend. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 115. The average low, 70. The record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:53. Sunrise in the morning at 6:14.
By now, you've had successes, failures, and probably a few surprises in the garden. They're all covered in our collection of favorite garden quips. Those are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 15th, the 197th day of the year. Singer Linda Ronstadt has a birthday, and the social messaging site X, formerly known as Twitter, was launched on this day in 2006. Gardens have a way of humbling even the most experienced gardener. That is the theme that runs through our collection of garden quips. One goes, the biggest mistake you can make as a gardener is to think you're in charge. Another says gardens require a lot of moisture, mostly in the form of perspiration. This bit of wisdom puts failures in perspective. A garden is always a series of losses set against a few triumphs. And when your careful plans go awry, you can relate to the man who said, anyone who wants to rule the world should try to rule a garden first. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections in downtown Marysville, Christmas comes twice a year. From July 13th until the 21st, stop in for the yearly Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere. Find over 250 all-new ornaments. Pick up your pre-ordered ornaments or simply start the holiday shopping. Receive a free ornament when you purchase a keepsake ornament and rack up holiday bonus points all week long. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
During Hallmark's Keepsake Ornament Premiere, July 13th through the 21st.
For affordable housing, contact the Hanover Housing Authority in Hanover, Kansas. Proudly serving the Hanover community, Hanover Housing Authority offers 1- and 2-bedroom apartments for rent. The apartments are part of a property with a laundry facility, office, commons area, and maintenance shop. The apartments are clean, safe, and affordable and are located close to schools, businesses, and churches in the Hanover community. Hanover Housing Authority does not discriminate tenants. For more information, contact 785-337-2692.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the Olympics starting shortly around the world, the Sunflower State Games have also been in progress across the state and in the city of Topeka, as the official opening ceremony was held on Friday last week at Evergy Plaza. Or according to organizers for the Sunflower State Games, they say they have been breaking records with roughly 25 to 30% more entries of individuals coming in to compete this year, raising more than $1.6 million in just 2 weeks alone.
Having this as the home site for the state of Kansas, obviously this is the capital, but you want to see this city take great pride in it. It's been here for almost 22 years, and so we want to continue the legacy. I think that's important moving forward, that we have a city that's really behind us. And Topeka, they've been a great resource and a great ally for us in the past. We want to make sure that that continues.
They say they are looking to bring the games all over the state of Kansas all season long and even partner with the Special Olympics in the state. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Rusty Eckford is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty Eckford has explosive deals on over 200 new Fords with rates as low as 0% APR or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months or get a 2023 Ford F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Don't miss out on these star-spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 per thousand finance. Mach-E 1389 per thousand finance. F-150 1471 per thousand finance. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
An Iowa State representative had been called up to the Sioux City Explorers as they needed a pitcher, calling up the elected official in a short amount of time to step into the game.
Part of me thought it was a joke, but no, it ended up being absolutely magical.
I called him and I said, I need you. He's like, I don't know if I can. And I just said, look, I don't care what you give me. Like, I just need someone to go in there and throw strikes. And he said, I think I can do that, but I got to have someone pick up my shift. So he called me back 10 minutes later and said he's in.
That audio from KSN News, as J.D. Schulten ended up getting called up to the minors, as according to team officials, they say it was a complete scramble until right at the end.
The lineup card had all the players' names on there, and then it had a question mark right there with the pitcher's name, a big question mark, and you're like, who's it going to be? I mean, it was a big question mark, and I've never seen a lineup card all the years I've done this had just a question mark, and that was the official lineup had a question mark just 2 hours before game time.
But American Network Sports.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman place product to perform. With Channel ExtendFlex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with the Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Agriculture.
Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Aggressive, invasive, noxious, or weedy. What do all these terms mean? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These words are often used interchangeably, but knowing the difference may help reduce your workload and improve the environment. Weed usually refers to a plant out of place. This could be a dandelion in the lawn or a coneflower that's seeded into the middle of your daylilies. Aggressive plants are bullies that crowd out their timid neighbors. They'll take over the entire garden bed if left unchecked. Invasive plants do the same, but also leave the garden and invade our natural ecosystems. They crowd out native plants that birds, insects, and wildlife depend upon. Do not purchase and consider removing invasive plants from your landscape. Noxious weeds are plants that have been identified as harmful to people, animals, crops, livestock, and the environment and should be removed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
One young sheep herder never forgot a frigid night he spent on the plains of Wyoming. Miserable weather had him dreaming of a warm place to sleep and a hot meal to eat. Decades later, the dream became a reality. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It was a cold winter night in the 1890s in Wyoming, and one man was in the middle of some miserable weather.
S.M. Covey was a sheep herder in the area, out in a cold blizzard, the Wyoming winds, freezing cold winter, and he says he longed one night for a place where he could go and get a good meal to eat and a nice bed to stay in, and how comfortable that would have felt.
Spencer Riggs says that miserable moment was never lost in Covey, who decades later had a chance to make that lonely spot more hospitable.
Several years later, he decided to make that dream a reality and come back out to this area and build an oasis in what they called the middle of nowhere.
And it truly was nowhere. There was no town here then, and even now. Covey's idea came to fruition in the 1930s, and when considering a name, he looked to Admiral Richard Byrd, who was exploring Antarctica.
Reading about his camp there that was named Little America, he was kind of fascinated by that and decided, hey, this location that I could create would be just like that, a Little America, a place that would have everything in the middle of a cold tundra. I'll provide all of the sort of things that Admiral Byrd would have had at his camp.
That's just what happened. Covey built a hotel, restaurant, and gas station 35 miles east of Rock Springs, Wyoming, and called it Little America. The Lincoln Highway passed here, which is today Interstate 80.
The biggest idea from the beginning, I think, was specifically food and lodging, fuel also, but I think his biggest thing was a warm bed and good food, and then coming along with it was fuel.
This place remains a popular oasis of sorts yet today. And there are some very unique things about the property you won't want to miss. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Little America, Wyoming. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farm machinery auction for Hammett Farm Saturday, July 20th, 10 a.m. at the farm southwest of Marysville. Selling a combine, tractors, machinery, stock trailers, pickups, and tools. To include a 2003 Case IH Axial Flow Combine, two 20-foot IH Case Combine headers with trailers, Case IH 9270 Tractor, John Deere 4630 Tractor, John Deere 4630 Tractor, Westendorf Loader, John Deere 4430 Tractor, Oliver 1755 Tractor, Hydraulic 3-Point Blade, Planter, Disc, Drill, Field Cultivator, Ripper, Round baler, stock trailers include a 2,024-foot Titan stock trailer, 98 Titan 20-foot stock trailer, selling several pickups plus tools, including log chains, lots of scrap iron, riding lawnmowers, 150 railroad ties, and miscellaneous. This farm machinery auction for Hammett Farm Saturday, July 20th, 10 a.m., just west of 828 Pheasant Road, Marysville. Homestead and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Keeping track of your goods and services can make or break the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Sound inventory methods will save you time and money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Farm operation will have a smooth operating inventory system. This includes goods on hand, but it can also include the costs involved with storage space, handling, and risk and service. It's a balancing act to zero in on the most efficient and profitable amount of inventory to operate with. John Wodehouse is an extension educator at Penn State University and says inventory is a critical component of the balance sheet because it has a value.
So therefore, it is important to count it and to assign it a value and to organize it. So how do we do that? We organize our goods. And goods are any farm product intended for sale. It could be vegetables. It could be hanging baskets. It could be your growing crops, not yet harvested. It could be seeds not yet planted or in inventory. They have a different value than the planted seeds in the field that has yieldable fruit.
Unless you have a mind like a steel trap, you'll need a way to keep track of it all. One of the most popular software systems for managing inventory is QuickBooks, but there are others as well. He explains why you should invest the time and money in a computer program.
What I have found in my research is that inventory is complex and it's way too much for us to remember. That's point blank. And there are so many steps to integrate your inventory value, your ordering process, your pipeline and supply chain management to do it all by memory. But I think the biggest thing that I learned is that inventory trends and benchmarks are relatively simple to see in some of these different apps and softwares.
Effective inventory management can take a lot of work. Define your goals and use an organized planning approach to meet them. Learn more about inventory management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
People have been tempted to envy, going back to the biblical story of Cain and Abel. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. So envy is nothing new, but social media has driven envy to new levels. A recent Charles Schwab survey found that what's called the fear of missing out prompts many people to spend because they want to keep up with the lifestyles and experiences they see on their social media feeds. When people see an acquaintance or even someone they don't know enjoying a Caribbean vacation or having dinner at an expensive restaurant, they want those experiences too. It's easy to be lured into spending beyond one's means. But don't be taken in by the pictures. They're often misleading. And besides, it's better to live your own life and cultivate the virtue of contentment. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store or learn more at faithfi.com.
This ain't your grandpa's FFA. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
What started nearly 100 years ago as the Future Farmers of America is now officially known as the National FFA Organization. FFA has nearly a million members across all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, exploring the universe of food and agriculture. Chief Program Officer Christine White.
We've got students who are very interested in politics and law. Well, most of our corporate partners and corporations within the industry need lawyers and policymakers to work on those different pieces. And so it's really trying to find students and meet them where they're at and then show them the opportunities that are available through the agricultural field and then give them real life experiences.
At one time, FFA served as a high school training program for farmers. Today, says White, it's that and so much more.
It's really starting to understand where are students that are in this Generation Z that are coming through, and how do we align some of our programs, our marketing, our communication tactics that really align with the values of young people today. They're very purpose-driven. So being able to lead with, this is how you will make an impact in the world and make a change, we have found has been very beneficial.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
KNDY.
Good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 summer harvest reports are brought to you by P&B Insurance, where crop insurance is our only business. Looking down in Texas, they have wrapped up with winter wheat harvest, 35 bushels per acre being at the high end in the dry land yields in the panhandle. Test weights ranging from 58 to 60 and protein levels averaging 12%. In Oklahoma, also wrapped it up throughout the statewide averages 60 to 61 pounds per bushel, proteins ranging from 9 to 13.5%, and yields being reported at 40 to 50 bushels in most regions. Now here in the state of Kansas, if not 100% complete, we are 99% complete with harvest so far. Kansas Wheat was able to talk with Jeff Boyd, CEO and General Manager of Garden City Co-op. Here's what they have down in that region.
The wheat came in dry this year with moisture at 9 to 13%, solid test weights between 60 and 62 pounds per bushel, and average protein for the area. Yields were all over the place depending on cropping rotation. Wheat after fallow did really well thanks to the additional moisture, while wheat planted after corn or milo was not as good. Irrigated and dryland yields were comparable. No year is the same, and that keeps getting reiterated, he said. The volatility we see goes from one extreme to the other. Taking out the last couple drought years, Boyd reported the cooperative's overall take is back up to the 5- and 10-year average. In general, folks are surprised and happy with their harvest, although he noted some area producers were hit by hailstorms.
Now looking in Nebraska, southwest, southeast, and south-central Nebraska are still in the field. Southeast is just about done wrapping up. South-central had to be put on hold for a few days, but they're beginning to cut. In southwest, they're about 65% of the way done, with yields averaging 60 to 70, test weights ranging from 61 to 64, and boots still on the ground up there in the northern and southern panhandle. As of right now, the state is calling for 25% of the Nebraska wheat crop harvest. Your 2024 summer harvest updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by The Hydraulic Shop. Call Charity for all your hydraulic needs.
It's storm season, and it's never too late for crop insurance. P&B Insurance is your crop insurance specialist, giving you coverage on the farm and peace of mind. And if you don't have hail insurance now, no worries. You can be covered up to 2 hours before a storm hits. Get signed up today. Find us online at pbcropinsurance.com or call Dan and the team at 800-722-9525. P&B Insurance, where crop insurance is our only business.
Want to know what your land or equipment is worth? This is Tyler Francis with Gene Francis & Associates and Gavel Roads Online Auctions. For 40 years, we've been connecting buyers and sellers while creating valuable experiences. Our licensed realtors and auctioneers are here to help you understand today's market and buy or sell property. To see what is for sale or to get in touch with one of our agents, check out GeneFrancis.com. Gene Francis & Associates and Gavel Roads Online Auctions. Ready, set,
we know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Keeping track of your goods and services can make or break the farm. Sound inventory methods will save you time and money in the long run on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texter app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texter app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texter.com and subscribe today.
A success. successful farm operation will have a smooth operating inventory system. This includes goods on hand, but it can also include the costs involved with storage space, handling, and risk and service. It's a balancing act to zero in on the most efficient and profitable amount of inventory to operate with. John Wodehouse is an extension educator at Penn State University and says inventory is a critical component of the balance sheet because it has a value.
So therefore, it is important to count it and to assign it a value and organize it. So how do we do that? We organize our goods. And goods are any farm product intended for sale. It could be vegetables. It could be hanging baskets. It could be your growing crops, not yet harvested. It could be seeds not yet planted or in inventory. They have a different value than the planted seeds in the field that has yieldable fruit.
Unless you have a mind like a steel trap, you'll need a way to keep track of it all. One of the most popular software systems for managing inventory is QuickBooks, but there are others as well. He explains why you should invest the time and money in a computer program.
What I have found in my research is that inventory is complex and it's way too much for us to remember. That's point blank. And there are so many steps to integrate your inventory value, your ordering process, your pipeline and supply chain management to do it all by memory. But I think the biggest thing that I learned is that inventory trends and benchmarks are relatively simple to see in some of these different apps and softwares.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about inventory management at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Recently, the United States Supreme Court has made decisions that can and likely will impact agriculture. Two of the more key rulings involve buy-sell agreements and the Chevron Doctrine. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen explains a case heard involving buy-sell agreements and shares of stock.
We've had several very significant U.S. Supreme Court opinions that bear on agriculture. And what they said with respect to a buy-sell agreement, and by the way, I think a buy-sell agreement is perhaps just as important as a properly drafted will or trust, particularly if you're planning on keeping that farm in the family throughout subsequent generations. What we had in this situation was a small business in the St. Louis area. It's non-farm, but the same principle applies. And it was two brothers that operated the business, and they had a buy-sell agreement where the corporation would redeem the stock of a deceased shareholder. There would be a redemption. And the insurance policy that was funding the buy-sell agreement, those proceeds would go to the corporation to redeem the stock of the deceased shareholder.
McOwen shares the implication of the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on buy-sell agreements.
One of the shareholders died, the one that owned most of the stock, and so the corporation gets over $3 million worth of insurance proceeds for the other brother to buy out his deceased brother. Well, the question was, do the policy proceeds increase the stock base and then cause a tax problem in the deceased brother's estate? And the court said, yes, it did in this situation. Now, they said it wouldn't necessarily be the case in every redemption-style buy-sell agreement, but the brothers didn't pay attention to what was required under the buy-sell agreement during life.
He discusses another crucial case regarding the repeal of the Chevron Doctrine.
The Chevron Doctrine comes from a U.S. Supreme Court case in 1984, and under that doctrine, courts are to defer to an administrative agency's interpretations of a statute where the intent of the Congress was ambiguous and where the interpretation is reasonable or permissible. So that set a pretty low hurdle for an agency to clear. If the agency's interpretation of a statute wasn't arbitrary or capricious, then the agency's interpretation would be upheld. And under the Chevron Doctrine, if they were reasonable in their interpretation, they win. And that has created issues for farmers and ranchers for a long time. Now the court said, no, that's not right. And one of the things that the court said was these agencies don't have any special competence on construing statutes. The courts do.
That was Roger McOwen, Kansas State University and Washburn Law Professor, with information on the rulings of two influential U.S. Supreme Court cases. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Good Monday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday portion of this day of trade, we are still seeing mixed numbers in the livestock and quite a bit of pressure in the grains and the oil seeds. We'll start with the soybeans as they're taking the brunt of the hit today. August soybeans down 24 and three quarters at 1080 and three quarters. September down 24 and a quarter to 1034 and a quarter cent. We see the meal also weaker. August soybean meal down 550 to 333.30 and August soy oil down 20 points at 46.45. Cotton is higher, though. December cotton up 111 to 72.38. Into the grains now, both corn and wheat with some pressure. September corn now down a dime at 392. December's down 9 cents at 405 and 3 quarters. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat all double-digit lower. September Kansas City wheat's down 12 at 555 and 3 quarters. December down 14 and a quarter to 572 and a quarter. And oats are also weaker on the day. September oats down 2 and a quarter to 316. Into the livestock now, cattle markets are higher. August live cattle up 15 at 182.52. October's up a nickel at 184.12. Feeders with a triple-digit jump in some places. August feeder cattle up 72 cents to 259.35. September up 125 to 259.35 as well. Hogs, though, are weaker. July lean hogs down 7 to 88.62. August down 25 cents at 88.20. If we take a stroll down Wall Street now, we see quite a bit of strength. The Dow Jones up 189 at 40,189. The S&P's up 18 at 5,634. And the NASDAQ up 76 at 18,474. In the energy markets, it's mostly lower. August crude oil is down 36 at 81.85 a barrel. And then the gas down 2 cents a gallon to 248. Heating oil mostly unchanged but slightly lower to 251. And natural gas down 11 at 221. We see August gold of 880 at 24.2960. Now July silver's up 12 at $31 per ounce, but September and beyond are all weaker on the day. And the September dollar index currently up 12 points at 103.89.
Rusty Eck Ford is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty Eck Ford has explosive deals on over 200 new Fords with rates as low as 0% APR or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months or get a 2023 Ford F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Don't miss out on these star-spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. F-150 1471 per thousand financed. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Along with the new 2024 and 25 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT, new, priced under $30,000. They have a pair of 25 Chevy Trax LT, starting new under $25,000, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The surge continues as the Dow moved into record territory in morning trading. The upward movement floated in part by earnings reports. A great one came from banking giant Goldman Sachs, reporting a 150% increase in second quarter profits, thanks in part to more deal making. One deal that's not going to happen is a Macy's buyout. The legendary department store says it's going to end buyout talks with Arkhouse and Brigade, which wanted to take Macy's private for about $7 billion. Macy's says it will continue with a turnaround plan. One more day before Amazon's Prime Day shopping event, some estimates say Amazon will likely ring up more than $13 billion in sales over 2 days. And phone sales are increasing from the world's biggest phone makers. Apple and Samsung both increased shipments in the second quarter. Samsung to nearly 54 million smartphones. Apple a little more than 45 million. Brian Clark, ABC.
It's race week at the Beatrice Speedway. The best in the Midwest take the track Friday night with racing starting at 7:30 p.m. running IMCA Modified, Sport Mod, Hobby Stock, Stock Car, and Compact, with the Midwest Classic Stock Cars racing as well. Let's go racing at the Beatrice Speedway Friday evening starting at 7:30, with gates opening at 6 p.m. Full race schedule online at beatricespeedway.com.